Dodgers starting a series Monday against the Twins. Hyunjin Ryu off the DL with Clayton Kershaw going on it. And Cody Bellinger would factor into this game late.
It goes, hit high in the air, right center field. Granted, back dump. Grandal's 14th of the year. High. He was out. Grandal allowed to extend his arm. And that ball's hit well to left field. There goes Rosario back to the track on the wall. And that one's gone. So a couple of swings by the Los Angeles Dodgers. And they've tied it up. Going opposite way. Peterson now his 10th of the year. Two down, Taylor bats. He has one hit, two trips to the plate. He flared one to right his first time up. As Colon delivers. Line to the center field. Come on, Granit. Coming on. Won't get there. Puig scores with a go-ahead run.
Castro sets up for now over the plate. 0-2 count, sets up away. The pitch will swing at a fly ball, center field. Granit back, Zach still going, and Granit will look up, it's gone! Three-run homer, dead center from Bellinger. And the kid strikes again. An eighth inning, three-run homer to center, Dodgers lead 6-4.
Corey, no balls and two strikes. It was a curveball, but way too much of the plate.
And Jansen's 1-2 pitch, a line drive, one hopper right side. Forsythe charging, gloving, throws him out. Ball game over. The Dodgers take game one behind the dramatic three-run Bellinger homer in the eighth inning. And the Twins are now 500 for the first time since late April. 49-49, Dodgers win the game 6-4.
The Dodgers win another one as Cody Bellinger's go-ahead home run in the eighth inning is the difference. Chris Taylor a 3-for-4 with a run and an RBI. His 11th multi-hit game in 18 games this month. Yasiel Puig 2-for-3 with a run scored. Eddie Rosario led the Twins 3-for-4, a couple of runs, and he drives in three. Earlier Monday, as the Twins acquired left-hander Jaime Garcia from the Braves, they sent down right-hander Kyle Gibson to AAA Rochester. The Twins are unable to close out the Dodgers. They lose 6-4 Monday night in L.A. After the game, Twins manager Paul Molitor on what went wrong in the eighth inning.
It was a good ball game except for the inning. I mean, we did a lot of things right. We pitched well enough. We had some really good at-bats. Could have maybe added on a little bit. We had a close call at home. And where if they would have called him safe, they probably couldn't have turned it the other way, as far as what I could tell. Dozier's ball to the right, Mickey's ball to the left. But, we had a lead. And, Taylor Rogers has been tremendous. He leads the American League in holds. You just hate to see a home run on 0-2 pitch. I'm sure he'll tell you that, too. He just didn't get where he wanted to. So it's a tough loss when you play as well as you did, and you just couldn't finish it off.
Bartolo Colon, strong start there, yeah. Then things came apart in the fifth. Where would you see? Obviously just a couple of mistake pitches he'd like back.
I don't even know if it's necessarily came apart. These guys are making adjustments. They got very aggressive. A lot of first pitch swings. Just trusting that they'd get the bat on the ball. And, they elevated a couple that got out of the park and had a chance to get out of it there until we got the two-out base hit up the middle. I thought that he threw the ball overall pretty well, kind of similarly last time, but he went a little bit farther for us. So I thought overall he had a pretty good night.
Jose Berríos takes the mound for the Twins on Tuesday.